Hi everyone, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Zaina.
And this is A to Z Radio Show.
Woo! Yeah, big return back after the break. We missed you guys.
We miss you guys so much. This is our first podcast back, and we have not one.
But two.
Very special guests. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Manroop. I'm back again.
I'm Leia, also back again.
Two returning members of the podcast. Anyways, because these are our besties ever, we have a lot of silly things that we want to discuss today.
Yeah.
Starting off with a new show, well, not technically new, but like new season of a show, Squid Games. What you guys watched it before, or like maybe you watched it over the break, right? Like watch it before.
Should we do spoiler alert?
Oh yeah.
Wait guys. Oh no, that's not the right one.
Wait guys.
Spoiler alert. Click off now if you don't want it to be spoiled for you. Click off now. Then maybe come back later or something, because you still should listen to the podcast.
Fast forward 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Basically, did you guys like the season better than the last one? I think I honestly did.
I feel like there was more plot in this one. Last time it was just like jumping right into the games and stuff, but we got more lore, you know?
I agree. I think we needed the foundation of the last one and everything that happened in it to make this one better, but I think it was a lot more enjoyable.
I think the first two episodes were like kind of slow.
Yeah.
Because it was like before he got back into the games and everything. But I thought it was
Then
so
once
well
he got
done.
Back, it all happened so fast.
Do you think if something was like this existing in real life, people would act the exact same way?
Yeah. Probably.
Like, do you think that if it came down to, like, voting after every game? Because I really think what would happen, because basically after every single game, they would say, oh, let's just do one more game to raise the pot, and then we'll stop. And they would do it again. They would say, just one more game, just to raise the price, and then we'll stop. I feel like that would so happen, where people are just like, you see more money growing, and you think that you could survive at least one more, and you push yourself.
I agree. I fully agree. Because obviously, it's, like, we all have morals, and everyone would like to think that they could stay so firm in their morals and not harming others. But, like, in the situation, if you are so desperate, so many of these people have, like, family members who are dying and they need the money to, like, help get them surgery or medicine or whatever it is, or they're so in debt that, like, in real life, they can't even live properly. Mm-hmm. And then you also add on the fact of, like, they're not sleeping that well. They're not eating that well. And then people who kind of just have, like, the adrenaline rush of passing that one game. And then just, like, even, like, the gambling addiction that they would show.
People are, like, addicted to gambling.
Yeah, it just, all of that, like, fully inhibits your ability to make logical decisions. So it's, obviously, it's so easy for us to just watch it and be like, you're probably going to die. Why are you voting that? But I think in the situation, it could happen. It could definitely happen.
Yeah, like, people get influenced so easily by the smallest things. So if it was that much on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
But also, I think part of them are kind of, like, a little bit stupid when they first join, being so naive to think that, like, when what's the main character's name? I don't want to mispronounce
it. Song Ji-hun.
Yeah.
Yes.
She knows.
I love Korean.
She does.
We can talk about
Send her to Korea.
What do you love about Koreans?
I love their skincare and I love their television.
Yep, true.
And I just think they're so nice. And like when they bow to like show respect, like, wow, we really need this in our society.
That was some crazy cultural appreciation right there.
I love that.
Get her a ticket.
If you're Korean, I would love to be your friend.
Aww.
Like, follow her on Instagram at Leia Felicia.
She gets like 20 people.
Only if you're Korean, though. Not the others. It's going to mess up her ratio.
Yeah, guys, Leia has like an intense Instagram ratio. What is your ratio?
She's going to remember.
I don't know.
It's going to be like 900 followers to like
20 followers.
That's not true.
But also, like, dude, they're like, their skin is so clear and symmetrical. Like, their face is so symmetrical. Like, it's insane.
It's
like, I'm watching the show. It's like every character is
Bro,
so symmetrical.
Every person who does a face reveal and turns around, you're like, it's like, you know, the TikTok trend where they're like blinded by the lethal face card. I would be fighting for my life in Squid Game. And I'm just like, damn.
Wait, but did you guys hear about the Thanos guy, like the actual person in real life?
Yeah, he's like from a boy band in Korea, but then he got like kicked out or something because of like substances.
Yeah. So then his reputation was like so bad that, and Korea has like very like
it's very intense. Yeah.
So
So they didn't want to, like, showcase that online. They're like, he can't be on any other shows or TV show, whatever. Mm-hmm. So then he was friends with the actor.
Which one?
The main character, like, Song?
Yeah.
I forget his real name. But they're good friends. And then the main character was like, come on the show. Like, wow. I'll try to sway the director. Aww. And the director's like, no, I can't do it. Like, it'll ruin our reputation. So he brought him on, and he did it without pay. They didn't write him a script or anything. Like, he fully
right, just he
just
improvised it. Yeah.
He did so well, though. Yeah,
but also, that's kind of funny that all of that was happening, and then they put him on just to make his character, like, he's just using substances the whole time.
I know.
Wait, you're actually right.
Maybe it wasn't improv.
It was crazy method acting.
That's not, he did great, though. He had actually no script. Like, I heard about, I didn't know about the, all the stuff with getting kicked out of, like, the band. Like, I know he wasn't getting paid, but, like, I knew it was all improv, but, oh, sorry. I knew it was all improv, but I thought he did, a great job. Like,
yeah.
Honestly.
I hated his sidekick.
Huh?
Which one? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like him.
Oh, my God.
Or the wimpy-ass kid.
But I felt bad for him.
I love
him. I felt bad for him.
He let his friend die.
I mean, he was shooketh.
Do better.
He was shaken and stirred.
I love him.
Do better.
No, when I see someone just look so, like,
aww,
like, I can't. Please, no. Please save him.
It's the old people.
And the old people.
Who is your favorite character?
Okay, I really liked the elderly lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just tweaking the whole time because I thought she was gonna get jumped constantly. She went to the bathroom with someone.
Yeah,
I was like, no.
I don't think she's gonna make it out, though.
I don't think so either.
She's not, but I'm still not
I
ready.
Just hate
I'm
the
just
show
gonna, yeah.
Because I feel like every other show they try to save, like, you know what I mean? Like,
no one's safe.
The Western
whole, yeah,
television
yeah.
tries to save the people that the audience loves. This
yeah.
one, they don't care.
But that's kind of the good thing about
know,
it, because the whole point is that it's not like, oh, like, American dream,
yeah.
it's achievable, I could be the one to do it. It shows you, like, no, at a certain point, you're just another number.
Yeah, exactly.
And it makes it so painful for us, but I guess it's, like,
mm-hmm.
on purpose.
Oh, you know what part made me so unbelievably mad? When, once again, I don't remember her name, but the trans character.
Yeah.
When she was waiting for the ammo because she was absolutely eating.
Oh, my God.
And then this guy went to get the ammo and he just, like, decided to just sit
okay,
there.
Okay, but I also feel like that was such, like, a real aspect.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if it was actually, like, a real situation, that would happen.
100%. Because even when I was like, oh, we're going to go storm the place right now. I was
No,
like,
that was so, that
I
was
don't
a
know
really bad
expected.
Plan. That was a really bad plan.
I do not know what they expected
Guys,
to happen.
Guys, do you not know how many
yeah.
guards, like, did you not think that the higher ups would plan a little?
Yeah.
Like, obviously didn't know that the op was on his team, but.
It's kind of the same thing as them coming in and thinking they could be the one person to survive.
Like,
you thought you could make it
this.
All the way to the top, get all of them, no practice, no,
but
like.
With
I
all
also,
their machine guns?
Yeah.
Controversial yeah.
opinion.
They were eating at first, though.
I loved In-ho, or, like, Young Il, the traitor.
Oh,
I loved him. He was a great character.
He was a great character. Like, we kind of have to hate
yeah.
him for what he created, but he did that,
like,
so
he
well.
He played the role
yeah.
so
he
well.
He really did.
Great
he
character.
Honestly made this season, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I kept saying, guys, like, I know he's about to, like, stab him in the back, but,
yeah.
like, I love him. Like,
yeah.
I fear he's a great character. Like, I really like
he
him.
Was
he
so
did it so
sassy.
Well, yeah.
He was so, like, I kept saying he's, like, Regina George. Like, he's so passive-aggressive.
Have you seen all the edits of him and Song? People are making edits of them.
What?
Like a love relationship.
Okay.
Like, enemies
okay.
to lovers.
Y'all need help. Y'all need help.
No, but I watch them and I'm like, oh, like, why is this kind of good?
But it's so insane how, like, there can't be one thing that gets released without someone making an edit.
I know. I kind of love it.
Those randomly ship, like, two random.
I'm surprised people haven't made an edit from one of the people who, like, work there. Like, the triangle person with, like,
true.
I've seen the triangle with the square, with circle one edit.
No, like, a triangle with, like a number.
Ooh.
Like, a player.
Ooh, but they haven't given us anything.
You know, like, they're
all.
Like, bathroom time is over. And then, like, the music comes in.
Maybe make the first.
Yeah, guys.
Anyways, enough about that. But it's a really good show. Do you think there's going to be another season?
There is in summer.
Oh, summer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was getting kind of upset because it did end on a real cliffhanger. But I was like, no way. Because how long do we have to wait? Like, 2 years?
I think it was three.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't want to wait another 3 years. So if it's, that's good.
Yeah, I think they filmed it all at once.
Oh, beautiful.
And they got, like, their biggest, like, they tripled their budget and everything. Like, the director was,
oh, you
like,
could tell,
really
yeah.
hardcore on it. So I think they already filmed it, and then they're just waiting. But it says, like, at the end when you watch it, it says 2025, and their YouTube says July or something.
Ooh, that's fire.
Wait, that's yeah. that's amazing. We should watch it together then when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Anyways, next topic, I'm excited to talk about.
What is it?
Astrovino. Manu, can you explain a really quick summary of the lore for Leia and our listeners who have no idea who this woman is?
Where do I even
start? She's sitting up in her chair.
Basically, just some random lady who, she got two kids. Her past husbands are, like, from prison, and her, like, baby daddy just died. Rip. And now she goes live and stuff, you know, and she's now dating this 19-year-old.
Huh?
Basically, yeah.
And he's another TikToker.
Yeah. Do you remember Shoddy Bae?
35.
No. You don't know Shoddy Bae?
How do you not know Shoddy Bae?
I don't even know how to explain Shoddy Bae.
I don't even know. I'll pull up their photos of them. I'll put up photos.
Basically, he hopped from her to this girl.
Yeah.
That guy's, like, the 19-year-old is messed up, too. Like, really bad. Amanda, do you want to...
Basically, like, okay, yeah. She is messed up for, like, trying to be with this 19-year-old at the age of 35. But at the same time, he is such a manipulator, and he knows that he's good-looking, and he knows that these old, desperate, elderly women want him so badly.
He's like a pimp for them.
Yeah, and he does this stuff with people who are...
It's a shoddy babe.
Ew.
Okay, I was going to say, how do I put this politely? He does this stuff with people who are either, like a little bit older or just, like... He thinks he's a lot more attractive than them, right? So it just feels like a little bit wrong because he will like be like kind of playing with their feelings, being like, oh, I'm gonna get you flowers, I really like you. And then they're like, oh my gosh, this amazingly good looking famous guy wants to take me out, but it's just for clout. Smart. And like he's like mocking them for most of the time. It's
if
like
if I was a man, I would do the same thing.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, even Ash Trevino, she's not raising these kids. Like, they're teenagers now, but, like, they were raised.
She's
35, but she looks 35. Like 50, bro.
She does. She didn't pick up her kids from school because he asked to take her to the mall.
Yeah.
So then it's like, and then she's like, wow, this is a crazy opportunity. I have to take it. It just, it's, like, messed up in, like, a lot of ways.
So we, all the viewers know this. She doesn't realize this.
She's just, like, messed up. Like, they'll get Airbnbs for the weekend with all these, like, TikTokers and, like, drink and stuff. And she'll bring her kids and lock them in a room. Like, they threw a party for her daughter's, like, 500,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like...
Chop them in the back room.
Exactly. And drinking and doing coke all night or whatever.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's, like, so easy when you're looking from the outside to be like, why doesn't she just realize she's getting used? But she didn't have a lot of clout. He's been having clout for a while. So once you come into it and the person you see as like Justin Bieber is taking you out, you want to believe.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And then not only that, he gets her flowers. Like he sings on a song with her. He takes her to dinner. He says, I really want to get to know you. They do romantic things together. So it's like, you know? Like,
and then he'll like, next thing you know, he's posting on his story with another, like, 45 woman. And then Ash's like, oh, who are these women? And he's like, oh, sorry, baby girl. And then she forgives him. And this is, like, the cycle.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically Coco in Memphis.
Yes.
Okay.
Literally. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. And then apparently he was, like, lying, saying he was 24 for a really long time.
And then the cops
came to their house because someone busted him for having a fake ID, and they took away his fake ID. And they basically said to her, the cops said to Ash Trevino, because she's 35, they were like, okay, like, be aware of who you're giving alcohol to. Because it's true.
Oh, yeah, but also...
Say, why is it an issue?
Also, he's, like, a clout. He thought it'd fuck with his... thought it would mess up his business.
Yeah.
Because he does, like, a lot of clubbing-related stuff.
And he's underage for 19, being in the U.S. Yeah. You have to be 21. And then also, he had a fake military ID. He faked his age to be in the military. So there's a whole case opening up against him also. Like, a police investigation.
What?
Because it's, like, the fake ID was, like, okay, so not only do you have a business...
You're right,
because
you have to...
Not only do you have a business where you're saying you're 21 and or, like, above 21 to sell alcohol and you're not, but also he was in the military before he was 18. But he said he was 18 because he used a fake ID.
My god!
And that was also a CPS case opening up about Ash Trevino because all the lives are basically content to provide to the CPS workers.
Yeah, showing she already had so many open against her.
Yeah.
Just
about her kids?
Yeah, her kids, because she didn't, like, raise them at all. You know her ex-man?
Yeah.
The one in jail? He was in there for manslaughter. And,
like, I know. I know. I saw so many of them, like, four of them, because she was initially known as being, like, a convict hopper.
Yeah.
She would only go for guys in jail. Not in jail, in federal prison. You're not just, you didn't just steal something from someone,
and
you know?
Like, she's like, and then I she'd
be like,
that.
And then they'd be like, girl, like, what are you doing? And she'd be like, yeah, I know, but that's what he did in the past, bruh.
And yeah, no, but all like, yeah, like all her lives are like literally just like giving extra,
like ammo.
Yeah, by like that she would do substances with her daughters in the back room of an Airbnb while there's people underage drinking. Well, there's these older women in there. CPS watches this. Oh, you're not supposed to be in possession of cocaine in front of a minor.
Yeah. I even saw this one clip and her daughters were like talking about like what they would like for dinner. And then she was like, you guys want me to cook for you? And she was barking back at them, getting offended that they like expected her to like provide them dinner.
She actually gives them like the junk food for breakfast.
Did you see
that
clip?
That's why she looks older than she is, because she lives off drugs, Doritos though. And bean dip.
Did you see the...
That's exactly
what her morning routine is.
Did you see that? There was this one clip where her daughter was like, I don't want to get lip filler like you, mom. Like, I think I have, like, pretty big lips.
Oh, no.
And her mom's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, you know those moms who are jealous of their daughters?
Because
their youth and their genuineness and now they're, like, clout because they've been blowing up. She's really one of those. I would, like... My heart goes out to all of you who, like, have moms like that. Like, that is, like...
One of her kids, I think, got upset because someone said they looked alike. And she started crying.
Yeah, she's like, we do not look alike. She looks like her dad.
Yeah. And then her she has like, 100... Or, sorry, not 100. She has, like, almost a million. She, like, almost had a million. Then she, like, lost a bunch because there was, like, unfollowing spree.
Unfollow.
Yeah. But her daughter has, like, 500K now. And they were on a shared live stream. And her daughter was getting more gifts. And her mom's like... She's like, mom, look, I'm getting more gifts than you. She's like, yeah, they're only doing that because, like, you're on my live. Like, they're only doing that because they, like,
And then apparently she, like, started just, like, really, like, being, like, rude to her. And then the daughter said, what, mom? Because she just wanted to come on the live. Like, her daughters do this to try to spend time with their mom.
Yeah.
She's like, mom, I just wanted to talk to you, tell you about my day. And she's like, get off the live right now, because she was getting more gifts than her. And then the daughter literally said, wait, are you mad at me because I'm getting more gifts than you? And then she's like, no, why would you even say something like that? Just get off the live.
I hate her. Oh. Like, I actually hate
her. Like, that's horrible.
I think one of them was literally like, Leia's phobia in the background, and she just kept dancing.
Oh, yeah! My god!
Yeah,
oh my god, you're right.
Her daughter was like, "Hey, mom, I've been feeling like kind of sick today," you know.
Yeah.
And then she's like, literally dancing to her song
in the live.
And then she's like, "Mom, why are you dancing? Why are you singing?"
And she
I
like
just,
this.
I just puked. And then
she
she's
like that, doesn't she?
She's like, "Mom, I just puked. Why are you still dancing?" And she's still dancing. She's like, mom, I'm so sick. Bad. And her mom's like, you know, smell well.
I got
Anyways. And then her daughter said something and she was like, but did it like smell like something about her?
Yeah, she brought up her.
Oh, yeah. When she's like, Tia, did it smell? Did it smell?
Did it smell?
And she's like making fun of her. And like, she's like, that's funny. That's really funny.
Anyways, not a great person, Leo. What do you think of Ash Trevino?
I feel like a millennial because I don't know what's going on. But I'm glad I don't.
Yeah.
You actually don't want to.
No, I was actually getting like diseased over the break because it's all that would be on my page.
No, I had to send it to. I sent it to you and I was like, I have to give someone
no,
else.
No, because I was already getting it. So I'm glad you guys already had it because I was like, I'm
right when
like
the song came
mind.
Out. I think I texted Amanda. I was like, okay, is anyone else seeing this? Because the song is crazy.
Oh no. Social media. Just social media.
Makes me like lose brain cells.
But even like, okay, yeah, this kind of even goes into our next topic.
Yeah.
Just like the way that not only are you making like the wrong people famous constantly and being able to profit off of things that they should not be profiting off when people have, you know, jobs where they're working significantly harder and doing better for the world and these people are making so much more money. But also like it's so toxic to like watch these things. And the how do I even explain this? You get down these rabbit holes and you start to watch so much of this, like, BS content all the time. And the algorithm's so aggressive. Like, you, when you watch, like, I saw, like, one Astrovino video, and now I've seen, like, everything about her to exist, and I can't get off of it, and I can't stop watching, even though it's like when you see a car wreck, it's like, look away, mm-hmm. I can't.
I know, they can't keep throwing it at you.
Yeah.
And because the algorithms are so intense, you really can't get away from it. Mm-mm. You really can't. Until I know when I like three, right when I like three, I know it's going to be raps for me.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, yeah.
And I always get things now, too, about, like, situationships. And it makes me so upset because it'll be like, our generation.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like today in our generation. You don't want to commit because you're afraid. Like, bro. And it's, like, so much of that I get all the time. Yeah. I'll be, like, breadcrumbing or friends with benefits or situationships. Like, what even is that? Like, that did not exist before social media. Like, what is that?
And it's also, like, I get we're, like, trying to all be, like, relatable to our generation in dating. But sometimes there are things that people will post that is just not... Most people don't relate to it, but you will almost, like, trick yourself into thinking it's your situation. Yeah. Like, you apply it to your things that are happening in your life, and you overthink because you're like, oh, yeah, that happens to them. What if that is what's happening to me? So it's just, like, so many opinions over things that, like, we're supposed to keep fairly close to ourselves, and then it can, like, affect how you perceive them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also feel like a big part of social media is, like, destroying relationships because when you think about it, like, our parents weren't seeing, like, girls all day, every day, thirst traps, girls that look so different, girls that look so pretty, girls at their best. And now it's, like, you go on TikTok and all it is thirst traps and girls that look nothing like you all day, every day in your brain.
Yeah.
So it's, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I saw a post where it was, like, no one in the world should be able to just search up whatever person you want in a bikini. Like, Madeline Klein,
that's
bikini.
That's so true. And,
like, then if you're a guy and you think someone like Madeline Klein's attractive, all you see in this algorithm are, like, 10 out of 10s to you, because beauty is how you perceive it, but 10 out of 10s to you all the time, and people in your real life probably won't look like that. And then you start to compare your girlfriend, the girl that you're with. Yeah. You only want someone who looks like exactly like Madeline Klein or Livy Dunn or all these, like, people that just fit. You should not be able to have access to all of these perfect people in your mind all the time. 100%. Whatever you want.
And it's not even just, like, celebrities and stuff. Like, you just have general access to so many more people than they did back then in your day-to-day.
Yeah.
Like, you could actually reach out to, like, random... But girls around the world.
That's the issue, though. Our parents had to actually go out and meet people, go to
be a genuine person, and have a conversation instead of just fantasizing about someone on social media.
Exactly. Now you're going on TikTok, you see all of these baddies to you, and you're like, oh my God, is my girlfriend good enough? Oh my God, there's so much out there. Oh my God, let me.
And you get on Hinge, like, and you try to basically, like, DoorDash a person to your house.
That is also an issue in itself. I don't get that. DoorDash.
Or, like, I saw a thing that was like, humans are not meant to have so many options of anything.
Yes!
Like, even food. Like, we need to have a routine. We need to have things that, like, are, like, stagnant in our lives. Yeah. So to have all of these options of people, that's why, like, no one is... People can commit. Everyone has commitment issues because you're always thinking about what if there's something else there. Because you're so aware.
It's literally rotting our brain. People,
You ever see those comments of guys being like, I wish my girlfriend looked like you. Like, on, like, a girl.
I looked at my girlfriend and I sighed.
That has to be rage bait.
Burn yourself.
No way, bro. But, like...
No, but I feel like there are people.
100%.
No.
No, don't get stressed out. Not you. Never you.
But, no, you, like you said, like, no one should ever have that much access to that many things.
Yeah.
Online dating, sure, I feel like, you know what, in a way it could be good because, like, when you get older, it is easier to find people. Because, like, right now at this point, it's easy to meet people because we're in university or whatever. But, like, once at some point, that's it might be more difficult.
Yeah.
Sure, online dating's fine. But, like, then the social media, then, like, paying for premium so you could see people that are more your type.
That's crazy.
And you get access to, instead of 40 a day, you get 200 a day.
You're like, so right. It literally makes it, like, getting into new relationships, they're, like, getting commodified. And you just want to, like, collect as many as you can. Like, it's, like, money, basically.
Pokemon
but that's a real person. That's not a Pokemon
what
card.
What happened to, like, personality matters
that's
also?
That's what I'm saying. Like, no. I feel like all this online dating stuff, you're just looking for the prettiest person. And it's, like, we've all dated people, talked to people. You're not necessarily going for the prettiest person. That's never going to be achievable. But you get to know people. You form a friendship with them, and all this online dating and all this social media stuff.
You skip the friendship.
Exactly. Literally. You're not starting out as friends. You're not looking for something genuine. You're just looking for the prettiest face you can find. And it's like, obviously it's not going to work out in most cases.
I know. And that's not to generalize. Like, I'm sure there's, like, some of you guys who are, like, you know, like, it's just like, I find someone who, like, has a prompt similar to something I put, and then you do go out and get to know them and hang out with them in real life. Like, there's so many people who are doing it like that, but I think how it's built, it's so much easier to just go the other way, because that's what's so normalized.
It's like a shopping cart.
Literally, it should not be that easy. Anyway.
It actually makes me so upset, honestly.
Acting like I didn't send your phones to play the game.
Acting like I didn't have Hinge like a month ago.
Me and you sitting on the couch.
But it's just how you go about it. True. You just gotta remind yourself that these are real people with real feelings.
Yeah.
And just, like, I don't know, just, like, communicate. Because it's so easy to, like, try to just be, you know, the disease of being, like, nonchalant.
Ew.
And then you just, like, sit back and, like, let things happen. Then, of course, like, one person is going to be, like, misled, or they're going to think that it's, like, more casual or less casual than it is. So if you're just, like, communicating and being considerate, then I think it could be, like, you're doing it ethically.
But people, we don't have these communication skills anymore.
That's like, what I'm saying. The uprise of this, quote-unquote, commitment issues, by the way, commitment issues barely is a real thing. Figure your life out. Go to therapy.
Take a break. Go to therapy.
Yeah, but, like, literally, like, the whole, like, commitment issues is, like, the uprise of, like, oh, I don't want to commit right now, but I'm emotionally attached to you, physically attached to you. I've been on dates with you, I've hooked up with you, whatever, but I don't want to be in a relationship.
You're in a relationship, my brother. You just don't have the label, my brother, and you get to be in another relationship with another girl, my brother.
Like, you know how sad it is how people would rather, like you're giving your body to someone, you've seen every piece of someone, but you cannot speak to them? Like, where have we gone wrong?
That's what I'm saying.
We talked about that yesterday.
Yes. If you can be in someone's bed, you can have the decency to have one awkward conversation
with me. I'm saying. Like, since when did our bodies become less valuable than...
If you have seen a person naked and you have been...
In relations
with them?
Yeah.
You should be able to look them in the face and be honest about your feelings.
100%.
And if you just ghost them, or if you just decide randomly that you don't want to commit out of nowhere,
and you just run away from it,
go to therapy.
You're a wimp.
Go to therapy. Because seriously, like, how old are you at this point?
That's what I'm saying. And obviously, no one wants to have, it's not fun. We're not, like, hugging, dancing together while I'm saying I never want to see you again. But you just have to have, like, the decency to do those, like, slightly uncomfortable things.
And just because you're not, dating doesn't mean, I could just ghost them because we were never official.
Yeah. That's what I'm
saying. But if you're seeing them every single day or, like, every other day, you've slept in their bed, you've basically done all this, everything in a situation to entails is basically a relationship and no title. So you just think you can just ghost them because you're not in a technically a relationship. Yeah. No, because you have so much emotions involved in this situation you have going on.
Like, you're tricking yourself and you're tricking the other person to think that this was not, like, there's not more of a connection than there is. And it's like... We have to take that out.
Deep. What time is that?
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah.
I have to take that out.
I feel like it's starting to become like, no label means I don't owe you anything.
Yeah.
And I don't owe you anything means basically I treat you like you're not a real human being. Mm. So we have to like go away from that.
Like, I'm gonna cry about my family situation to you because I like you a lot as a person. Oh, I'm gonna like. you know what I mean? Like, do all of these things that a relationship would be, but then...
And then you're like, what do you mean? It was never that serious. Like, why would I talk to you?
But, like, we never dated, though.
What are you talking about? It was never that deep. Oh, my God.
I don't know how we're ever going to get married, honestly.
Like, we're cooked. No, because
when guys are ready, they'll
taxi cab
How old are you now? 6-7 years?
Tax cap theory. We're going to see like this.
The switch is going to flip and everyone's going to be getting stained.
But you know what's crazy though? As a bartender, like I'm always in contact with like married men, especially where I work.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's true that there's so many of those, but there also are a lot.
Nah.
You can't say every single.
They will be on a date with their wife. Like, this was literally, when did I work? Saturday. This guy is, they're, what, 50? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and they're not our generation. They were before. Like, all the social media stuff, like, whatever, it doesn't apply. This guy is going to the bathroom. He leaves his phone on the table.
Mm-hmm.
He sprints back, grabs his phone, and goes, hey, no peeking. And goes to the washroom.
Oh, nah,
you're
nah,
50.
Nah,
oh, nah. Hell nah.
Oh, nah.
And just,
nah,
like,
nah,
the comments these guys make to people our age, it's just, like, I can't imagine being at home with my children and then this is how he acts when I'm not there.
It's true.
Like,
it's
so nasty.
I can't believe it.
It's so nasty.
It's crazy.
No, like, exactly what you said, though. Like, taxi cab theory is actually, it's so real.
It's so true.
And I've seen it with so... Taxi cab theory. Have you heard of that?
No.
No matter... If there's a taxi driving by and the lights are off, no matter how hard you try to wave this down, you could be the best customer for this taxi. It will not stop for you. If the lights are on, it will stop at the first person to grab it. Same with,
like,
the guy.
So basically, it's like when a guy is like, you know how guys are like, I got to focus on myself. Yeah, I got to whatever. If they find the most perfect woman in the world, they will not wife her. But the second they're like, you know what? I'm ready to be in a relationship. First person they see, they wife them. Y'all need to go to therapy.
Example after example.
No, but I've seen it so many times.
And then it causes so many girls to be like, what did she have that I don't? Or
nothing.
Like, all
I
of
promise
that introspective
you.
Thinking.
I promise it's not you.
But at a certain point, you have to realize sometimes there's like, they don't know. They don't even know what's going on, bro. You
He's
know what I mean?
He's making my tummy hurt.
I know. That's where we're at with that. Anyways. Or just wanted, to
But also, how so many guys are with their height. Like, I got, like, I would get, like, gaslit if a guy was the same height as me. Because, like, he was like, no, there's no way. You must be 5'6". Oh, yeah. My brother, we're both 5'3", 5'2", my brother.
He was not taller than
I cannot believe
you said
you were, like,
so then that's when I'm like, okay, it makes sense that you have to, like, it's like, it's for you, but also for them to just not make it a thing. Because it's such a thing for them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Also,
I
I'm not.
Like, if he never said anything or...
I would not notice anything. Yeah. Like, in my past relationship, like, he never once, like, talked about height. Like, I thought he was tall. Not I thought he was tall, but, like, I was never like, whoa, he's short. Right. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just how you, like...
I'm not to preface. I am not going to just, like... But we never, like, talked like that. I was just be my friend. My friend that I'll never make plans to hang out with.
Valid.
And I'm not ghosting him because he's just a friend. He's been nothing more than a friend.
You're right.
I haven't done anything wrong. Right?
No,
100%.
Anyways, moving on. Speaking of Lehenny.
Oh.
I bought Lehenny, everyone.
How was it?
Haven't tried it yet.
Why? Try it all together.
We're trying on Saturday.
Oh.
Do you want me to save you a bit?
Yeah.
So you can taste the cake.
Yes.
That's all I have to say about
that. Let us know if you guys have ever tasted the king out there.
Have you ever had the king inside you? Let us know.
Oh my god. Oh my god. All right, moving on.
It's like gonna get taken out.
the topics we have, can I read
What's
them?
The next topic?
We have bucket list for the semester, Canadian partying, Leia's Aritzia addiction, and am I the a-hole?
Okay, that's fire. Let's get the first three first.
Okay. What is one thing you guys want to have done by the time we graduate in a couple of months?
I want to get so... Okay, because... Sorry, guys. I was thinking about a word this. Okay, sometimes when we go out, I have, like, issues, like, letting myself get really silly because I'm just, like, so... I'm, like, I need to lock in. I need to carry myself a certain way to the point where I get, like, anxious. So I want to get so silly that I get, like taken, like, thrown out or, like, banned from somewhere.
Where would you want to get banned from?
Okay, that's the thing because it would have to be somewhere that we... Don't
no, you
need
won't
to
ever
come, ever
out, yeah.
come back.
Yeah.
Phil's. It could be Phil's.
Yeah.
I would feel disrespectful if I did it to Pub. Because, like, that's our, like, thanks for all the good times.
They let you DJ there.
They let me DJ there. Don't worry, guys. I'm never going to. Don't worry, guys. If you're listening to this, don't worry. You guys are safe.
Pro, no, either. Because, like, that we could easily go back to.
Yeah. And
I feel like that whole building we can't really because we're so
The drink, the pro. And
Yeah. The drink, pro. Empire. They're all the same people.
Okay, like, they're safe. Connected. Pod's safe.
They're safe.
Phil's.
And also the fact that Pills is in like a foggy basement, like,
let's get banned from Dallas.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Let's get banned from Dallas.
Oh, we could so get banned for Dallas. Wait, you're so right.
Just for Norman Meadows.
They hear this and they don't let us in when we come before we do anything.
We get banned before we enter the
building. Laurier flags.
Yeah, Dallas is like a 2-story country barn Kitchener. Who needs that?
What am I going to do there?
What am I going to
do? What are we going to do?
Let's get banned next time there.
Yeah. We haven't been there like over a year.
Yeah.
Next time we go, we'll just get banned.
Watch them ban us from everything.
Let me call up my boys.
No, but that's why it's good because Dallas is
Disconnected.
It's disconnected. It's not the same people.
Yeah. Because the old pub bouncer worked there.
No, some of them work there, but like the management, it's far enough where we're okay.
That's nice. Good.
What should we do, Leia, to get banned?
I don't know. Start a fight.
But you don't get banned from fights. We watch Tobin get like in fights.
Okay, I know someone who got banned from pub because he.
Your Don.
Yeah. Guess he doesn't go here anymore. It was my Don. It was my first year Don.
Christian.
No, don't say his name. Sorry. Cut that out. Don't incriminate him. Cut that out. But basically, he said he shoved the bouncer. And then when they tried to kick him out, he grabbed the ketchup and mustard bottles and sprayed them over everyone, the ceiling,
everywhere. Did he jump on a table and do it or something?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And then he grabbed all of the spoons and like all the cutlery and ran out with it.
Wait, but what compels someone to do that?
I think he kind of wanted, it was like one of his last times going out before he was going to like something.
Wait, that's
but
so
he
lit.
Also just got too silly.
You should do that. Start a food fight.
Whoa.
Or like, you know, when you take a champagne bottle and you like shake it and like spray it.
That's literally what I imagined him doing with the ketchup.
That's so good. That's so lit.
Somebody got banned.
Oh, and if we do it at Dallas because it's 2 floors, you do it from the top floor.
Oh my god.
Yo. Lock in.
And they can't get 3 of us.
Yeah, but we do from 3 different quarters.
It's gonna look like Donkey Kong. We're just running from them, going like up and down the stairs. You know how they like run up and run back down?
We do it from 3 different corners, so they can't get us at all.
I'm in the
basement. Manoop's on the main floor. You're on the top floor.
We like signal to each other. That's so good.
Anyways, that's good. But one thing that we even like we're gonna talk about. It's like it's so annoying though to go out in the winter.
Yeah,
like it's so cold. Like it's so cold.
The way there, you're like excited, so you're like, I'm good. But then on the way back, it's just like, get me out of
And also, if they make you wait in line for an hour, it takes your, like, it's so demoralizing. Like the vibes get murdered.
Honestly. Do you guys bring coats?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what do you do with them?
They have coats.
But that's another thing. Sometimes they don't have Kojic, so you have to worry about hiding it or bring something that you're okay with getting stolen. Like, it's so, there's a lot that goes into it. And then you have to bring like wear shoes that you're fine trekking in the snow, but also being okay being inside. Like it has to work in both ways.
My beaters are like the fabric ones too, so that's
right.
That's not good in the winter.
I feel like we're so strategic now about like not having to wait in lines though as long. Like we're really
as much as possible.
Yeah, but it still could happen.
But it's still always
it could be an
and
option.
you get the bouncer who's just having a bad mood and he just makes you go like you never know.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely are a lot better. But sometimes it's out of our control and then we're just in the snow.
Anyways, like how was your bank account for 2024?
I want everybody to take a guess at how much I spent.
On, like, only clothes?
Like, what are we talking
clothes,
about?
Clothes, like, just everything.
Throughout the whole year?
Is it the whole year?
Yeah.
On
like,
all
just
your
give me
cards?
A. Yeah. No, no, only on one credit card.
I want to say 25,000.
I was going to say 20,000.
Zana?
Like 40,000.
It was 40,000 on one credit card, which is crazy.
Okay, two, I was gonna guess 70, but then I was like,
no, that's on one credit card. Not, I don't use that credit card for gas. I don't use it for.
So what's it all together? Like 60K probably.
Probably. I mean, gas too. That's like $100.
That's like that's an annual salary.
That's what I'm saying. I looked at it and I'm like, oh my god, I literally have an issue.
Sure,
so now I've been writing down all my expenses.
I'm glad
that
you're.
Good. That's
good.
Financial
advisor.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It was a rough year.
2025, hopeful for new things.
I don't know, though. I really want a Dyson Airwrap.
Yeah, you should make a vision board. That's a cool
The sigh. The sigh. She's just daydreaming about the Dyson Airwrap. As
it
just speak.
It makes me so happy to spend money.
Are you okay?
No.
It's the dopamine. It's the dopamine.
It is the dopamine. I do get it.
But if you spend a lot of money, don't you get like guilty after if you buy like, a stupid purchase?
No, that's the issue.
Oh,
that's
you don't?
No, that's
the
issue.
That's
the
thing.
I used to be so frugal. I would save everything. I never bought clothes. I would just steal whatever from that my sister didn't want or that I've had for years. That I would never spend money. So then I quit my job at Starbucks, and I was like, I started working in retail.
Mm-hmm.
So there's clothes everywhere. I'm like, oh my God, there's so much out here.
They're like
that
getting
I've never
dangled
experienced.
In her face.
And you know, online shopping is so easy. Yeah. You don't even have to go out.
Yeah. And like Amazon, for example, they don't even like, after you go to the checkout and you go next, instead of it like saying, are you sure? It just automatically goes
exactly. I accidentally have ordered something so many times because I thought I was going to like check when would it be shipped if I clicked
it.
And then they're like, thanks for your order. What?
Yeah.
It's too easy. But that's why it got so bad, because I didn't feel guilty. I would justify every purchase by like, oh, I ordered food for him because his Uber Eats got.
I was like, I thought she was just ordering Uber Eats right now.
She ordered Uber Eats clothes.
Yeah, it just got to a point where I didn't feel guilty and I would justify it. And it was just way too much. But money always comes back. That's the issue.
I know.
I knew that I would make more somehow.
No, I get it. Because I guilt myself so much. If I didn't have that built in me, bruh, I'm buying the whole world.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
Maybe just put it in you a little bit. Wait. Ayo.
Ayo.
Pause.
No, but yeah, this year will be better. Gotta save. My bank account is dry. Paid my tuition. No money left at all. So.
Or you know what also helps? Having, like, if you think of something big that you want that you can't afford and you tell yourself, I'm saving up for it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? If you have something you're saving up for, it motivates you more to, like.
Me with my, I'm going on a big Europe trip.
Yeah.
And so I've been saving because I'm like, I can't spend like a good couple thousand because I need to save it for the trip.
Yeah.
So then I've actually been like really good about saving my money.
Exactly. That's me with the DJ set.
Yeah.
But yeah, makes sense.
Makes sense.
Ask me with nothing right now. Probably why I'm about to be Leah.
Anyways, do you want to do one Am I the A-hole story?
Yeah, do you guys want like a top? Like, what's like the. Should we do like university or something?
Yeah. We're going to do a situationship.
Oh.
University, something like that.
Yeah,
we're going to do. We haven't done this segment in a long time. Am I the A-hole? One of my favorite segments ever. We read a story from Reddit. Say if you're the a-hole or not.
Oh, have you guys done it since I was here last
time? I honestly don't think so. It's been a minute.
Okay. Tell me what prompts that you want. Ex-situationship reached out after a month of no contact to say this.
Say.
The classic situationship. I ended. How do you bring up the. Okay, no. These
see,
are
which ones are popular? Or like, search your like, university. Am I the a-hole or something like that?
This one has 1.7K votes.
Ooh.
Is that a lot?
Oh, we got a screenshot. Oh.
Whoa. Okay, let me read this one.
Okay.
And then I'll click university, but let me just read this one.
Okay.
Okay, ready, guys? Okay. Ex-situationship. Leigh, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Ex-situationship reached out after a month of no contact to say this. I only read two sentences and they looked a little... Okay. Maggie... This is the last text you are ever going to receive from me.
Nice.
I'm married, and I converted to Islam. It hasn't been easy for me with the changes, but I'm just not who I used to be anymore. And I don't want to lead you on and for you to think I have feelings for you. How do I say? Sending you explicit photos was impulsive, and I had regressed to my old ways. I'm planning on having a family with my wife. Something I never wanted with you.
Oh.
He just came back to say that and dip. And then she goes, okay, the last sentence is very harsh and did not need to be said. That's true.
Wait, all this happened in a month?
No, they broke up, did no contact for a month, and he broke no contact just to tell her this for no reason. They already ended it.
That's so messed up, honestly.
Yeah, that's kind of.
That's like next level situationship.
Like, she's a final boss.
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
Like, what provoked you to do that?
Also, like, the whole, like. Oh, did you guys ever watch 500 Days of Summer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know,
wait,
but I know what
it's familiar.
About.
It's basically like
a girl that did not want a relationship with a guy and a guy who really wanted a relationship with a girl. And you try to just, you kind of like the whole movie, you're figuring out who's kind of in the wrong, but they're both in the wrong. Because she was very communicative, being like, I never want a relationship with you. But then she would hang out with him every single day for 500 days. And then he was like, and then she eventually gets like an actual boyfriend that wasn't him. And so it's like, is she in the wrong? Because she did tell, was honest with him? Or was he, or like, was she in the wrong? Because she technically was honest with him, but then also you were hanging out with him every single day. Was he in the wrong because he tried to force her to basically be in a relationship? But she also literally hung out with him every single day for like, it was like they were going on dates. They were sleeping together. They were doing, it's literally like situationship final boss. That's how, that's what it's like dating in university.
If anyone wanted to know. So they were both, so I don't want to read all of that. Please don't make me. So they were both in the wrong?
Yeah, like, what's like, what do you think, basically? Like, do you think they were both in the wrong? Do you think?
They both sound stupid.
I didn't see it, but I, yeah, they both probably were doing too much in different ways.
It's like two ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
I think he was like, very hopeful and naive that like maybe one day she'll change her mind if she hangs out with me for another year, but then also like, yeah, like she was like, oh, I don't want a relationship, but she hung out with him every single day. Like, I don't know, man.
It's kind of cute to see a guy actually want a girl for 500 days though.
I know,
like,
right?
That's so rare.
It's beautiful. Instead of, bro was committed because she's like, I don't want a relationship, but then they would go on dates and sleep together.
That's why he says don't have a guy best friend.
That kind of stresses me out.
That's why guys hate the guys.
How could she have done that ethically? She just doesn't see him as often.
What do you mean?
Like, how could she have hit a lot better?
Yeah.
Because she was
act like.
But like, she knew that he kept making
right. She knew that they weren't on the same page, and she kept it going.
Because he kept saying like, "Oh, like, are you gonna change your mind?" She's like, "Not yet," or like, "No, not."
Oh yeah, then you have to off it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
My fiance invited his ex situationship to our wedding behind my back.
Oh my god. Off the wedding.
Am I the a-hole? Is this the story?
Read yeah. Okay.
But based off the title.
It's him. Based on the title.
Like, he's the a-hole, not you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I, 23-year-old female. I'm getting married in January and just found out my fiance, Mark, ooh, she name dropped, 25-year-old male, oh, fake name, okay, whatever, invited his old situationship to our wedding without consulting me. For context, me and Mark met on a dating app 2 years ago after he broke up a relationship. To be honest, it's quite confusing to me what he and Tracy, 22-year-old female, actually had. They met because of a mutual friend and started to develop feelings for each other. Mark told me they never dated and slept together, but it was more of a friendship. Oh, okay. Until today, he keeps her love letters, gifts, and talks about her all the time. Tracy and him tried to stay in contact after the breakup, staying friends, but she ghosted him after finding out we started to date. From what I saw on her social media, she's in a relationship, so I'm not worried about her trying to get with my fiancé again. They haven't been in contact for 2 years, but he still has her number and email. I found out about him inviting her after I checked again our guest list and found her name. I know Tracy is not a threat to our relationship, but Mark inviting her behind my back makes me feel bad about our whole wedding. He told me he doesn't feel anything for her, yet he made sure to send her an invitation. This is probably me being insecure, but my fear of him not getting over her is slowly creeping inside my heart. I don't want to lose him.
Girl, lose him. What?
But why are you doing that? Like, don't you make your guest list together and, like, confirm everyone?
No, yeah. They did that, and then he went back and added her last minute.
So what made you think of her so badly that you had to add her after?
First of all, yeah, a lot of people are saying for him, she's probably the one that got away. Like, he's probably upset that it didn't go further with her. Because why do you have to? Like, if that was a real, like, friend, and then they know that this happened, I feel like they would almost want to be like, I don't want to make your wife and uncomfortable or whatever. You know what I mean?
Also, it's not like they're friends. They said they haven't talked in 2 years.
Yeah, that's true. So there's literally no reason.
There's no reason.
And if it was so chill, you wouldn't have had to like hide it from her. Like you would just say, hey, can we, you know?
Also, why would you want that at your wedding?
Yeah.
Because he loves her.
Yeah, why would you want that at your wedding if you don't want her?
That's what I'm saying.
He couldn't. He fumbled it or something.
Call off the wedding, bro.
Seriously.
Are you the a-hole for what? Why is she even the a-hole? What, I don't understand the question. What's
she
the question?
She thinks she's just being like insecure and like.
No, you're not.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, wait, yeah. What do you guys think about any past people being at your wedding?
No. Absolutely not. I don't care.
No. What if it's you?
I'm like, my ex-boyfriend is inviting me to his wedding.
Or like something, you're like childhood friends and then you like hooked up once.
It really depends on the situation.
Yeah, like do you know the wife as well? Like what's the vibes? But if it's just you guys were something,
like that's
and then
all
you're
that
not,
it is.
Absolutely.
If you've just been in like the same like kind of like mutual friend group or something. You know what I mean? Like if it was like you hooked up with someone like one time and then like they're getting married, but like because they're friends with like all your friends that they're inviting you with them, it's different. If it's like someone you literally haven't talked to in 2 years and you're inviting them, that's weird.
I was gonna say, if you're still in contact with them and you're still like whatever because of the people around you, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
No. Hell no.
I don't understand, man.
Wait. I found out my boyfriend of 6 years secretly married his ex behind my back.
What?
What is going on? Oh my god.
Read it. Last one.
Why is it so long? Okay, I'm gonna have to take breaks. The novel. I'm gonna have to take breaks, okay?
Yeah.
Oh my god, what? Okay. I, 30-year-old female, have been with my current boyfriend, 34-year-old male, for about 6 years now. We first met about 10 years ago when I was in university and had a casual friends with benefits situation since he didn't have time for a girlfriend. We ended up parting ways after a couple years of casually sleeping together since he was moving several hours away and it just wasn't worth it. Mm-hmm. Around a year later, I started getting texts from a random number. Turns out it was him and he had moved back to our hometown. He ended up apologizing for how our situationship was previously and that I had deserved a real relationship and that while he had moved away, I was all he could think about and that I was the one that got away. Maybe he had changed, so I decided to take things slow to see if he was serious about me. At the beginning, it was great and I was finally getting the attention I wanted from him all those years ago and I fell hard. Now this brings us to his ex, who, when we were sleeping together the first time, I would get stood up for, and he would have to leave all of a sudden to go help her or take her to work. They also shared a dog. But when you're just friends with benefits, what can you say?
Fair.
This time it started to happen again. She would need help or need to borrow his truck because her car couldn't hold stuff, and he knew it made me upset how involved he was in his life still. But he would always tell me he felt bad for her. They always do this. He felt bad for her and that she was crazy and that he was going to establish boundaries next time. And then she would call him still all the time for things that could really just be texts. As our relationship progressed, it seemed like she was getting less involved in his life, even supposedly moving 6 hours away at one point, and it put me at ease. I never thought he was hooking up with her at any point in our relationship, but I just couldn't stand her involvement in things. During the initial year or so, I was hesitant to introduce him to my friends. I wanted to make sure I was making the right choice and that it would work out. I had told people about it, and I eventually did try to plan times for him to meet people to show him that he was a good guy, but things just always seemed to fall through. It got to the point where my friends wrote me a letter saying that they didn't think he was a good guy, that a letter is crazy.
Oh, I was gonna say letter? Whoa.
That I deserved better and that they were worried about me. I ended up saying, I'll break it off. You're right. I do deserve better. I went to therapy to work through things, to sort out why I was so attached and why I was so afraid to let go. But he just kept pulling me back in. He'd mess up, I'd forgive him, and we always seemed to just work things out, and then they'd be good again. He just seemed to have this hold on me. Oh, wow. When COVID hit, I was very lonely, so I desperately clung on to this relationship to be what I needed to give me the human connection that I wasn't allowed in other areas of my life. Over the next 3 years, things have either been really good, the highs were high, but then the lows were lows and they hurt. I was never physically abused, but emotionally I felt wrecked. I was always met with a, I'm so sorry, I'll try better, I want to be better for you, and want us to be better, but things are just hard. But I was always felt left feeling like he had never quite shown up for me like I had tried to for him when things were at the most difficult or when they were easy. It had gone to the point the last few months where it felt like I was just begging for attention. As of late, I have... What? Where is this... Hold on. She's yapping a lot.
Okay, skim.
I'm skipping some. Okay, basically, Then she has a lot of anxious attachment style, fear of loneliness,
type.
Blah, blah, blah. And I just don't know how to get out of it. We don't live together, but he has a key to my apartment, so he's able to come and go as he pleases. And I regret that. I kept telling myself once I get my key back, then I'll break up with him and I'll move on. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. In the past 2 weeks, I found long, brightly colored hairs left behind that didn't belong to me or anyone I knew. Immediately, my stomach dropped. Something was not right. I had some weird feeling that they belonged to his ex. Bro, you always know. When you get, like, a gut feeling, you always know. We all snooped online, and I remembered at one point she did have brightly colored hair. Sure enough, in her profile picture, hot pink hair. But did a couple hairs prove anything?
Well, that's
girl,
why I
yes.
think,
yeah. When I went, when I Facebook searched her, a marketplace listing for a pregnancy pillow was posted from her. Now this made me even more suspicious. But she also has sister. She could have posted it for them, for all I know. But I just sat there in the back of my mind stewing. I forgot about it all for a few days, hoping it was just a weird coincidence. And how would I even bring this up to him in a way I wouldn't potentially get gaslit? Okay, maybe that's the first red flag.
Well, if you're worried they're potentially gaslighting you,
well, when I was at work this morning, I don't know what prompted me to Facebook search her again. Was it Mercury in retrograde, the incoming Scorpio moon, or my intuition? Maybe I was ready to get my feelings hurt finally. There she was, but her last name was changed to my boyfriend's last name, and she had updated her profile picture to one of him and her. And in the background of the new cover, her new cover photo was a bouquet of flowers and a possible sonogram picture, but it was too hard to tell for sure. Okay. So here I am wondering what to do. I'm so angry. I'm hurt. Now I don't know how to begin to approach the situation towards him. Don't just leave. Don't. Okay, sorry.
What do you mean? He's
I don't know if I'll even.
Him, you, go, you just got married to your ex-girlfriend and then you hang up on him and block him.
Like, yeah, basically, this whole last paragraph is just her being like, I'm so busy with work and I'm so busy and I've been so tired, but I miss him so much. I only want him. That's what he's been saying to me also. But I just know all of this is not true, and I just feel so sick, and I don't know what to do. I don't know why he has such a hold over me. Do I reach out and tell her? What lies has she been told? I just feel sick.
I feel sick reading that.
Yeah. I feel sick.
Ew.
Married and pregnant behind your back?
How does he have
How do
time?
Guys have time to do things like
I
that?
I don't get it.
I don't know. You're right. Because does he did he miss the birth? Or, like, not... Like, she's not pregnant yet.
Like, how
but,
do
like,
you
how
have
do
a
you...
whole wedding and your girlfriend doesn't know?
Yeah, you can't show up for both of them. But I guess that's why she's saying, like...
Something's off.
Yeah, like, he's been, like, MIA a lot. But, like, still...
Or, the parents. Like, which one did they meet? Are they getting invited to this wedding?
Also,
how do you think friends? You can hide that when it's all over social
yeah,
media?
Yeah, also, that... Yeah, you're right. the friend situation. No friend found out that there was two... Wait, I'm confused.
That's why he said that she would never... He would never meet her friends, and he would never take her to meet his friends.
She was the side.
She was the side.
That's crazy.
For 6 years, you were a side.
I hope both girls leave him, but I feel like one will stay.
Both are probably going to...
Probably.
Bro, by the way she's speaking, she still is kind of like, I don't know.
The proof is so clear.
Like, you cannot have more.
She's like,
of a
but I don't know, guys. Is it just me? It's what, girl?
Am I being insecure?
She typed up this whole letter to us to tell us that she's not sure. Like, girl, that's your answer.
The comments are saying.
That's like a
ghost his ass. That's what everyone's saying. Change your locks and ghost him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You were always the side chick.
It's
wow.
True.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Sucks to hear, but yeah.
Wow. Like, what did she expect? She took the, like, think about it. You really had to take the time to write all of this. This must have taken hours to spell check and to think of and for all the proof. And then you're expecting the comments to tell you, oh, no, you're just crazy. Don't worry.
Or maybe she just needed a, like, no, like, yeah, girl, you're right. Go end it. You know? Because when you're in a relationship with six years of getting gaslit, you know what I'm saying? So maybe she needed us to be like, go, girl.
I hope.
Is there an update?
Yeah, come on.
Probably not, because she probably went back to him.
She's like, update, we got married.
There's no update.
It's like, what's
the word? She was just helping us.
Go on her account. Is there anything that she posted after that?
is.
Oh my god.
What?
I don't know. She's just talking about guys a lot. I hope it's not the same guy. But what do I do if my husband didn't get me anything for Christmas?
Okay.
Girl.
Okay. No, these are all different accounts.
Yeah.
Oh, these are just people that she liked?
Oh, no, this is like the page where people post stories.
Oh, how do I see who wrote it? Oh, the last one was a listener write-in, a personal write-in. Oh. So she's not... She's anonymous.
I was gonna say.
Whoa.
Anyways, what do we take from that, everyone?
Never trust men.
And okay, I think what we take from it is okay, yeah, maybe never trust men, but also if you get a gut feeling, don't let your demon second guess yourself, you know?
A woman's intuition is it's actually crazy.
Bro, I saw a TikTok and this girl, she knew that her man was talking to someone else. She had a dream. In her dream, she saw the Instagram username and then the next morning she checked and it was that girl.
No.
And he didn't even follow her. He followed her on a burner account so that she wouldn't find it. But she just got a vision of the username.
Guys, that's what happened with the Queens thing. I found her Instagram right away. I literally did like one scroll and clicked.
You just know.
Immediately.
You know what? That's reparations because I don't have that. Lord knows they don't have that.
No. They're like mentally, physically, emotionally, they're way back. They have none of what
it's out
we
the
have.
Window. Yeah. Wow. It's okay.
Anyways, any final thoughts, comments, concerns, questions?
Guys, I got my braces off. You guys have never seen what I look like.
And you got a nose piercing.
And I pierced my nose.
Who is she?
Who am I?
Daddy. She also had a blonde wig on.
I also had a blonde wig.
Unrecognizable.
See it on Instagram at Zaina Hyla.
Yeah, come check me out. ZainaHaile.
Networking.
Thank you guys so much for listening for our first podcast back this week.
This year.
Oh, we haven't talked to you guys since last year. Frick, we didn't make any of those jokes.
I haven't showered since last year.
It's been a while, Leia.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what.
That's why I was being so humid right now.
That's so funny.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening. We love you, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, guys.